Praise him, you heavens and all that's above. Praise him, you angels and heavenly hosts. Let the whole earth praise him. Praise him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies. Let the whole earth praise him. Great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great in King over all the earth.
I assume that every child goes through this at multiple points in their life. You go and ask your mom a question. Mom is busy and doesn't have time to deal with your question, so she says, go ask your father. Now, you go ask your dad the same question, and what does he say? That's right, go ask your mother. It's frustrating, isn't it? You just want an answer to your question, but no one seems to have the time or desire to answer it. Well, spiritually speaking, we always have a place to go. So stay with me for a few minutes today as we discuss the topic of Go Ask Your Father.
Great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great. Great in wonder, great in Zion, King over all the earth, great in power, great in glory, great in mercy, King of heaven, great.
I'm sure we've all been in the scenario from the introduction. Go ask your mother. Go ask your father. Well, the adult version of that might be when you're trying to ask a question about a product that you've purchased. It seems that no one ever knows the answer or wants to help. You go to the store where you purchased it, and they tell you you have to talk to the manufacturer. And the manufacturer tells you to take it back to the place where you purchased it. It can be unbelievably frustrating to get what we call the runaround. Well, there's a place where we can spiritually get answers. But as we'll see, it may take some effort on our part. This week's Lemonades will deal with the topic of asking our Father. The context for both lessons will be taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. Let's read it now. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him? In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you, for this is the law and the prophets. Jesus here tells us that we can always go to God for answers. Think about it. If we have a good experience with a store or a doctor's office or a school, we tend to tell our friends about it. If we hear people complaining about a doctor and how you can never get a hold of them and they never take time to really answer your questions, we want to jump right in and tell them about our good experiences. We invite them to seek our doctor because he or she provides us with a good experience. Well, Jesus is, through experience, telling us that we can trust his Father. He knows that God has infinite blessings to pass on. But not only does he have infinite blessings to pass on, he also has infinite righteousness, wisdom, and love. So he has a lot to offer. He always does what is right. He knows how much of it you need and is willing to and wants to offer it to you because he loves you. That almost seems too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, it's not. But here is the tragedy of it. People have a tendency to have a low motivation to pray. I wish I knew the answer as to why that would be. We get busy, we put it off, and then we get used to not praying. What a tragedy. There is so much to offer, but we don't take advantage of it. Jesus teaches a parable about not taking advantage of God's blessing in Luke chapter 14, verses 16 through 20, when he teaches the parable of the Great Supper. It says, "But he said to him, a man was giving a big dinner, and he invited many. And at the dinner hour, he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land and need to go look at it. Please consider me excused.' Another one said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am getting ready to try them out. Please consider me excused.' And another one said, 'I have married a wife and for that reason I cannot come.'" I've said this before, but remember in Jewish cultures at this time that when one was invited to a dinner like this, there were actually 2 invitations sent. The first one was well in advance so that everyone could make arrangements and that the host would know how many people were coming. The second invitation came the day of, when everything was ready. In our verses in Luke 14, we are likely seeing the second invitation being offered. So these people did not just get one invitation and say, "You know what? I'm too busy right now, or I'll have to take a rain check." No, they had likely already made a commitment to come. But because something more important to them came up, they are being quite rude to their host. Now, how often do we do this to God? When we became a Christian, we made a commitment to God. And when he needs us, how often do we say, "I've bought a piece of land and I need to go look at it," or "I've bought 5 yokes of oxen and I need to try them out," or "I've married a wife and for that reason I cannot come"? It may not be these exact excuses, but if we're honest with ourselves, I would say more often than we'd like to admit, we shirk our Christian responsibilities for something that we in that moment feel is more important and put off God's work. Yet prayer is not really so much a responsibility than it is a privilege. And we still don't take advantage of it. In Friday's Lemonade, I want to discuss more in detail some of the encouragements that Jesus gives us about prayer in our context from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12. So until then, I encourage you to go ask your Father.
Teach me, Lord, to wait while hearts are aflame. Let me humble my pride and call on your name. Keep my faith renewed, my eyes on thee. Let me be on this earth what you want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up.